Founder and Managing Director at Youth Business St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Kenrick Kwashi said the Kiva crowdfunding platform is currently on stream.
So it's www.kiva.org. It is on stream now. And come later this week, we will be posting some loans on the site. We're now meeting with potential borrowers. We have been complaining that young people cannot access funding. And it's for that reason Youth Business SVG looked for opportunities. And we had to think outside the box. So as much as we want the traditional financial institutions to ease the lending barriers, we had to think outside the box. And we thought that here presents an opportunity for foreign direct investment to come into St. Vincent and the Grenadines without us having to offer concessions or anything of that sort.
Mr. Kwashi also outlined how the process works for entrepreneurs who are interested in accessing loans through the Kiva program.
The lenders on Kiva lend their money to Kiva. Kiva then transfers the money to Youth Business SVG. Youth Business SVG is expected to transfer the money now to the entrepreneur. The entrepreneur repays that money. They pay Youth Business SVG, and then Youth Business SVG pays back Kiva the money, and then Kiva transfers the original principal to the lenders. And this has been going on for years. It's a tried and proven methodology. It has worked, and many people have started their businesses. I mean, you look on that side, and people have actually received loans to get married.
Mr. Kwashi said the loans for successful projects will be offered to the entrepreneurs at a 7% interest rate. He said their credit limit for the next 6 months is $20,000.
Kiva operates through field partners. So each country has a field partner, whether it be a microfinance institution or a credit union. And that partner is expected to charge an interest, but a lower interest. So St. Vincent and the Grenadines has been assigned an interest of 7%. But individuals now from St. Vincent and the Grenadines can then access that platform through Youth Business SVG to raise funds. Right now, for the next 6 months, it's up to $20,000. When we leave from there, we get to $100,000 as our credit limit. Young people, there's a special platform for young people, but we can also offer it to other individuals, as well as student loans, where they can access these interest-free loans to start up what they want to start.
Mr. Kwashi is also encouraging Vincentian entrepreneurs, especially the youths, to create their own employment by contacting his organization to access loans for their projects.
It is for us now as young people, probably at home not working, you're a bit frustrated. Here's an opportunity to access some funding to get your businesses going. Here's an opportunity to access training through Youth Business SVG. But I also want to remind young people, I want to remind us, that we have to get up and do something, and we cannot just sit back and expect everything to be handed to us.
Founder and Managing Director at Youth Business St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Kenrick Kwashi. I'm Ricardo Wilson, reporting for NBC News.